This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's do this. We do it at 8 o'clock every Tuesday. There are things to be petty about, which we will get petty about. There are people out there who are incredibly petty about their own situations. We will highlight those people as well. We do it at 8 o'clock. It's really taken off with our audience. Love to get you guys sending tweets like, hey, this would be good for the Pettycast, that kind of thing. We call it the Pettycast.
Ooh, we should have a separate email for people to send us
Pettycast
that.
Pettycast@odyssey.com. Maybe
I was about to say a phone number, but I'm not going to pay for that. So we'll get an email.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Or just hit us on Twitter and hashtag it Pettycast. You can do that too.
That's
what the kids do these days, man.
That means I got to check my mentions.
I'll do it. Okay. All right, let's start with the Texans and Stephon Diggs. I don't know that it gets any more petty than somebody that carries malice in their heart for a couple of years from a game when you were on a different team 2 years ago, right?
When you describe yourself basically as a petty person,
yes,
this is 100%. Stephon Diggs might be in the Petty Hall of Fame when it comes to his life philosophy.
If we ever get a logo for the Pettycast, we need it to be like a silhouette of Stephon Diggs. You know, like the NBA has the silhouette of Jerry West.
Yeah.
We need to be a silhouette of Stephon Diggs for the Pettycast. Because you're right. He should be the face of this segment. Well, here's what we're talking about. If you guys recall, Jair Alexander, cornerback for the Packers, and Stephon Diggs had beef going all the way back to 2022 when Diggs was with the Bills. They got into a big dust-up before the game that day. They were in each other's face all game long. Unfortunately, this time around, Diggs' team that he was on wound up on the losing end. Back then, the Bills beat the Packers in 2022. So Diggs, in this game, it was Diggs versus the entire Packer bench is the visual of the whole thing. Alexander was chirping again. Diggs went back at him. And I really feel like the culture of this game kind of was, you know, this game took on the personality of Stephon Diggs and Jair Alexander. It was a very chippy, petty game. Here was Diggs after the game when he was asked what exactly was going on out there.
I was walking to the locker room at the beginning of the game, and I heard somebody chirping. And I'm never the bigger person. I don't give a about myself with a million or something. Never the bigger person. I ain't let go. You know, obviously, pick up or whatever, but I ain't with the football talk. It is what it is.
Yeah, Diggs just said, I'll never be the bigger person. I love that.
I'll never be the bigger person. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say that.
Self-awareness. Dude, that's self-awareness to the nth degree right there.
There's a part of me that wants to be like, yeah, screw everybody. That's right. But I don't know if that's the best attitude to go through with life in general. Now, he's talking about a specific situation there.
Yeah.
So that's different, I suppose, than, you know, like, okay, there's times where you'd be the bigger person in your interpersonal relations, but you wonder, all right, is this a little bit of a window into why there have been seemingly interpersonal issues with Stephon Diggs previously? I don't know.
I I was curious what you thought about this. I was listening to D'Amico Ryan's coach's show on the way home last night, and yeah. And he had this to say about all the chippiness in this game this past Sunday.
Yeah, for me, I told our guys, it's like you're wasting energy. Like, and okay. I don't like wasted energy. Like, when we're chirping after the play or before the game, we're getting into it with the opponent. Like, how does that help you? Mm-hmm. Like, I want all of that energy that you have to chirp after a play. How about putting that into some more energy and effort to finish a block to finish on a catch? Like, that's where I want the energy going. Like, it's wasted energy. It has nothing to do with the game. Like, and it really pulls your focus away from your job. Yeah. And that's why I don't like all the bickering and back and forth. Like, I want guys focused on us. And mm-hmm. there I felt like versus the Packers, I did feel like we got a little too chirpy, a little too chatty, pushing after the plays, but we weren't doing what we needed to do within the play.
Chirpy.
And that's where I have a problem.
Chirpy, chatty, petty. That's it.
Chirpy, chatty, petty. Yeah, there were, I guess there's probably a, we're looking at an inverse relationship thing here, maybe.
Yes.
With our players, we don't want them too petty. It tends to lead to distraction. The Texans were, you know, yapping and strutting around like they were beating the snot out of the Packers or something.
Yeah.
And no, you weren't. You guys were getting your butts handed to you offensively.
D'Amico
Ryan's. I wonder. There's two things I wonder. Does the offensive line really know and understand how much of an issue they are and a limiting factor they are for this team? Like, do they know that they are the problem right now?
What do you think the answer is?
No,
yeah, I don't think they do. So
I think they've got a lot of excuses for why. No, they're actually doing just fine. These guys think they're like a top five offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
Every time an offseason rating of the offensive line comes out that doesn't have them in the top five, They're commenting on it on social media.
Yeah. We'll get back to those guys.
Wait, who? The young guys, Seth?
Yeah.
No, your veteran leaders.
Veteran guys.
Your veteran, the highest paid guys out there.
Yep.
Your Instagram OTs.
All right, let's keep it moving with the petty cast here. So Stephon Diggs, we've established. Petty, and D'Amico does not like the petty. Let's get to Aaron Rodgers, who I feel is a staple in this segment each and every week. They, of course, the Jets, in Devontae Adams' debut, lost on Sunday Night Football badly to the Steelers. Here's Aaron Rodgers talking about what do the Jets need to do. This isn't a press conference, mind you. What do the Jets need to do to get this thing turned around?
How do you get everybody to keep the belief? And it seems like a lot of the same mistakes.
Stop listening to you guys. Number one. Number two, got to be accountable, you know. I got to play better. That's the key. I got to play better. We got to find a way to run the ball better so we can action pass. You know, I thought did some nice things in the passing game. Brees obviously had a couple of really nice ones. Spread the ball around to Tay, G, and Allen. Mike had a nice conversion. But we got to run the ball better, and I got to play better.
Hit play on the very beginning. What do you need to do to get this turned around, Aaron Rodgers?
How do you get everybody to keep the belief? And it seems like a lot of the same mistakes.
Stop listening to you guys.
It's the media's fault that everything's...
Hey, Aaron, how do you know what they're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Petty as it gets, right?
Stop listening to the things that I've been listening to.
Right.
I think this is where the generation gap comes in with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know how much, like, the 23-year-olds in the locker room, I don't know how much they're opening up the New York Post in the morning. And
listening to WFAN.
I would say social media is probably the more menacing thing when it comes to the psychological health and steadfastness of a young football player these days. So, now, I will say, when I first saw that, I think it was from the 33rd team, they had captioned it with his quote, "Stop listening to you guys."
Right.
The replies, it was like 75% of the replies, you could tell, hadn't watched the video
Didn't
at all.
Didn't even watch
like,
it.
There he goes, never taking accountability.
Right.
His second sentence in that quote is, "I got to play better."
Right.
So he took accountability for it.
Yeah.
I do think that the rabbit ears, the ironic rabbit ears of Aaron Rodgers, it's a constant in my life. That he's going to... He's going to talk about how he doesn't care what the media says while knowing exactly what the media says.
Yeah.
Well, maybe being the most sensitive of anybody, but he wants everybody else to not be sensitive, to criticize guys for sending messages in the media while sending messages in the media.
Right.
Yeah.
I will get to Deshaun Watson and the reaction to Deshaun Watson in just a second. The petty reaction of Myles Garrett and Jameis Winston momentarily. Did you see the video floating around on the internet yesterday of Aaron Rodgers getting caught on the sideline picking his nose and eating his boogers?
And eating the is that what he was doing? I don't like looking at that stuff. I saw it briefly and then I didn't do an analysis on it.
Do you think McAfee? I think today is his McAfee day, if I'm not mistaken. Do you think McAfee asks him about picking his nose and eating it on the McAfee? That feels like something that's kind of in McAfee's realm. McAfee did a whole segment. He did like 5 minutes with J.J. Watt about whether or not you should unclog a toilet if you clog it up at a party. Like if you
right, yeah. So it's not like, oh no, we can't talk about this stuff.
Bodily
it's not
functions
clean for television.
Right.
Eating a booger. That's got to be. There's got to be. I'm sure there is. But like, is it a legitimate psychological research into people who
into
eat their
eating?
Own boogers?
I've not looked into it. I don't know.
Immaturity. It feels like one of those things that some kids do and they grow out of it, but that maybe if you're still doing it as an adult, it's a sign of a arrested development.
I just feel like if McAfee doesn't ask Rodgers about it, he's a fraud. You know, that's right in the ethos of his show.
You know what, Sean?
What?
This is the exact kind of thing that we've been negligent. I haven't used AI because I'm scared of it. This is the kind of thing that you should ask AI. Which is simply like, what should I ask? I'm asking Gemini Advanced.
Okay.
What does it mean if an adult still eats his boogers?
Okay, ask. Hey, by the way, if you want to text in your petty gripes, 713-572-4610. We'll read some of them on here. Text in what you're petty about while Seth finds out what AI thinks about booger eating.
Okay, habit. For some, it's simply a habit. Anxiety or stress relief.
Okay.
Obsessive compulsive disorder.
Okay, I don't think.
Or sensory seeking. Some individuals, particularly those with developmental differences or sensory processing issues, may engage in this behavior for sensory stimulation.
I'm going
to
go.
Maybe he's
with...
just trying to get like he doesn't like the way he's feeling, and so this is something that just makes him feel the way he wants to feel. I don't know.
I am going to go with stress among those four reasons that you just listed. I think they were getting killed in that game. I'm going to go with stress for Aaron Rodgers. We got to make sure we get the Watson stuff in here because it's been teased.
It also might be him trying to give himself immune exposure.
Okay,
I like that. That theory that I'm going to expose myself to some more of these pathogens.
Okay,
so that I
he had immunization issues before. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah.
Okay, the reaction to the crowd cheering Deshaun Watson's injury. A petty reaction itself, cheering Deshaun Watson's injury. A lot of criticism, I think, that I've seen both in Cleveland and outside of Cleveland for how it was handled by some of Deshaun's teammates. Let's start with, here was Myles Garrett with his reaction and his really criticism of the crowd.
No one deserves that. I've seen him work his ass off to, you know, get back here, in here, you know, put a smile on his face and, you know, try to put everything that's outside the facility behind him. You know, death threats, people coming to his house, people, you know, going after his family. No, like I said, no one deserves that. And I hate using the word deserves. I'm usually, you know, pretty consistent saying earned. He hadn't earned it and he doesn't deserve it. No, man does pretty much everything right. He's been a model citizen through college and most of the pros. He plays
Bingo,
the game.
Right there.
Most of
that's
the
what
pros.
We needed. You could sense Myles Garrett. As soon as he said the man's been a model citizen, and then when he added chronology to it, like when he started to go to college, I'm like, oh, what's he going to say about 2019 and 2020?
Well, for most of the NFL, so like 2020 and 2020, well, 2019 and 2020.
That's when the
were the, so I guess, yeah, for most of his
most
time
of
in the NFL.
Technically.
I think he's been under such a microscope since the allegations that he's probably been a model citizen. Other than when he got pulled over for speeding.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
A couple times, I think, right?
Yeah,
yeah, he's been probably a model citizen.
Yeah. So that was Myles Garrett. Not a great defense of Deshaun. He's been a model citizen. That's
for most of the time. Most of the time.
Of the pros, yeah. Okay.
Imagine a defense attorney.
Jameis.
You're like, this is a guy who most of the time has not committed crimes.
Right.
He only committed crimes in a very small window of time.
Right.
Let's get to
Jameis here. And Ben, we might give this the treatment where we ask you to pause it a couple times during this. Here was Jameis Winston, former Uber groper and multiple transgressions throughout his younger years, sticking up for Deshaun Watson, sued by 20 some odd women in a massage setting.
The way I was raised, I was taught to love no matter the circumstances. Especially for people who do right by you. I'm grateful that I had a chance to serve Deshaun, but I am very upset with the reaction to a man that has had the world against him for the past 4 years, and he put his body and life on the line for this city.
Okay, can you pause,
Shut
Ben.
Up.
Where do you come out, Seth, as a former player? Where do you come out? Oh, there's more. Where do you come out on the putting his life on the line thing?
Putting his life on the line.
He's right there on the front lines, man, on the battlefield.
Right on the line, and he did it for the city
of Cleveland.
Remember, he did it specifically for the team that he had rejected when he was a quasi free agent.
That's right. Yeah,
and then left. He had actually rejected the Browns, and the Browns said, "How about 50 million more guaranteed?" And he said, "Oh, I love Cleveland. I want to go die for them. I want to go die for that city."
All right, we got more Jameis. Keep it moving, Ben.
Every single day, regardless of your perception, regardless of what you thought should happen with him, he committed every single day that I've been here to be the best that he can be for this team. And I know I come from the deep south, Birmingham, Alabama, Best Man, Alabama. So I know the standard that hungry fans want.
Okay, pause right there. I come from Alabama, so I know what people in Ohio are all about, man.
Yes. One thing. Sister cities, Bessemer, Alabama, and Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
I understand those two passionate fan bases,
right,
yes.
Right, continue.
But the way I was raised, I will I will never pull on a man when he's down. But I will be the person to lift him up. And that, all of us have unique experiences. All of us have circumstances, conditions, and facts that we face every single day. And I pride myself in being a man of increase and being a man that wants the best out of everybody. I tell myself every morning, what I want for myself, I want for everyone. And I do not want the treatment that Deshaun Watson has received from these passionate fans. I know you love this game.
When I first got here, I knew these were some amazing fans. But Deshaun was treated badly.
Okay.
And now he has to overcome another obstacle. So I'm going to support him. I'm going to lift him up. And I'm going to be there for him. Because I see the way he fights. I see the way that he works. And I know who he is as a person and as an NFL quarterback. And that's all I have to say to address him. I'm sending up my prayers. I already prayed for his leg. And I will continue.
I know it's a long cut. I had to get to the part of the end. Sorry, I prayed for his leg. Are you supposed to pray? Usually just go, I pray for Deshaun. Like, I pray for Deshaun's leg.
Boy, the pronoun game in that transcript. There's a whole lot of I there, man.
James made it about J-Mo.
And like a whole lot of like, hey, basically my message to the people of Cleveland is you need to be more like Jameis Winston.
All about J-Mo.
The way I was raised. Meanwhile, like if I'm Jameis Winston's mom or somebody, I'm like, hey, ixnay on the aged ray. Because when you were standing on a picnic table shouting bleeper and the bleep, I'd like to think that was that part of your upbringing too?
Right.
The way you were raised, it sure did a bang up job there.
Oh my God.
You were raised like a mofo, I'll tell you what.
That is
you had a rough stretch that really spoke to a great upbringing.
That is the greatest 2 minutes of audio ever.
He really should have let the way I was raised out of it, because his only growth as a human came by the time he was like 25 years old and beyond.
Correct.
And kudos to him for getting his life on track. Yep. But come on.
We'll read some of your petties in the next segment, people. We appreciate them coming in. 713-572.
The way I was raised was I was never, ever going to overpay for crustaceans. Ever.
Ever.
Screw or you, pay Publix. For them at all. Yep. Not if they were available to me.
All right. The Ravens took the Buccaneers to the woodshed last night. Who are the teams that you feel are on just a completely different level than the Houston Texans right now? We'll do the power ranking of the power ranking, see what the experts think at the top of the hour. Stay there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.